verses.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang.
Today in the backwards game, it's all about junk food. God, I love junk food.
I love it. I love a good honey bun. I could go for one right now because it's a breakfast pastry.
Antoine is more, he loves junk food and I love junk food, but I think our specific junk foods we love
are different.
Is different. You're a sweets guy.
Yes.
You would, you know, you'd run a train on a honey bun and some Twizzlers and probably some Skittles.
Skittles, some M&Ms, yep, yeah.
All that different stuff. Me, I'm where the Doritos at, you know.
Oh, yeah, see. No, see, I mean, I would enjoy it. I consider that a snack. I don't consider Doritos junk food.
Oh, because you consider them health food?
I don't know.
Cool. I want to go with your logic. I consider them health food, too. You're right. Monica, you salty or sweet when it comes to the junk food?
See, I go back and forth. Like, I could take dark chocolate with sea salt and have that, you know, over, like, Skittles.
All right, so
like
I'm going to put you on the me side, then, of
Where does my love for seaweed,
where does that lie? Gosh.
Is that... Cause I think it's a little of both. It's just great
junk,
all the way around.
You think seaweed's junk food?
Yeah, it's junk
seaweed
food.
Seaweed is like the last resort.
Well, that's what I said. Seaweed is junk food in that it's actually garbage. It's garbage of the sea. The ocean has thrown it away.
I feel like a raccoon when I eat it.
Right, exactly. That, Antoine is, you're not interpreting junk food correctly. You're talking about eating out of a garbage can. That's not what
we have
here.
Not a shortage of seaweed.
No, it was not. Started. It was always stocked when I went to
always been at the store every single time. So Antoine versus Monica in the game. And because he's all weird, I'm going to let Monica go first today as we just, it's sort of junk food related phrases here in the backwards game. Like this one, the legendary comedian Eddie Murphy and ice cream. So the ice cream man, this is his
ice
verse.
Cream!
Oh, yeah.
The ice cream man is coming.
So ice cream. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards, and then you're going to try to do the ice cream line, and we will see what happens here in the backwards game. Antoine has gone into the soundproof chamber. Monica Brooks, here we go. Time one. Stop. Obviously, a lot of yelling and passion on this one. Every kid has that radar. They are tuned in. Both of my kids still know exactly when the ice cream man is coming. Here we go. Time two. Stop.
Stop.
I like it. I think that was good. Yeah. Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job on that one. Not bad at all. Antoine, come on back.
All right.
From the soundproof chamber. I think Monica did a pretty good job.
Okay.
So you're going to have to up your game.
Ice cream.
Ice cream here on the K92 Morning Thing. Two times backwards. Time one.
Stop.
Because you got to get him to stop, man. He needs to hear you. Time two.
Stop.
Not bad. If I'm predicting, I think Monica's is going to be better.
You're picking Monica, okay.
I am, but we will see what happens when we flip them both around. This was Monica's. When you flip it around, it sounds like this.
Mare's up!
It was so loud, by the way. It kicked out the microphones and everything. All right, let's flip it around. Here we go. Listen for ice cream!
Ice cream!
It's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, here's the original.
Ice cream!
All right. Yeah, all
she's
right.
Pretty close on that one. Okay, Antoine, we're listening for ice cream. And you can tell Antoine also, he leaned back a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't want to be all in the mic.
He did. So here we go. Time to, not time to. I'm going to reverse it, and we're going to see what it sounds like. Ice cream!
Ice cream!
Ooh.
Oh, that's good, too.
Uh-huh.
He just gave me the, I don't want to call it the side eye. It was more of the... The flirty eye. It was sort of the...
You were saying...
Oh, what were you going to do about that? Let me listen to that again.
Awesome!
God, this is so loud.
Awesome!
Oh, man, they're so close. She's just screaming a lot. I'll give it to Monica. It's fine, you know. You're going to...
Correct!
It's practically a tie. You'll win the next round. It's a push is more what it is. So we'll go ahead and give the point to Monica in round one of... I almost said round one of the ice cream game. The backwards game. So now we're going to move to round two.
All right.
It is, I would say, one of the single most annoying songs of all time by the Buckwheat Boys, I think, that do this song. Peanut butter jelly time.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, so peanut butter jelly time. Monica, go ahead and head into the soundproof chamber, and Antoine will go in the game.
Yeah, that's who did Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Is it Buckwheat Boys?
Yes. Yes.
Who went on to a long career of...
It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time! Peanut Butter.
They just made 8 cents off of you playing that twice just now.
Well, you're welcome. Friends, enjoy. They should go listen to Milk and Bread, my song, two times. And then I'll make 8 cents, too. It all works out great. Okay, Peanut Butter Jelly Time. You will hear it two times backwards. Antoine, here's time one.
Mash delish little bunny.
You will now hear it a second time.
Mash delish little bunny.
Mag delish little stilly.
Okay. That's some rhythm in there.
Yeah.
And again, this round is fixed. So you're going to win. She's returning from the soundproof chamber. And since she's broadcasting in a basement, it kind of is a soundproof chamber in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
All right. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Peanut butter jelly time becomes
mash delish little bunny.
Now you will hear it time two.
Mash delish little bunny.
Mash delip delop de leap.
Delip delop de leap. Kind of a bippity boppity boo.
It sounded like if a slinky could sing while going down steps.
Ah, yes.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Delip delop de leap. Monica Brooks and Antoine in the game. Here's Antoine's peanut butter jelly time.
Mag delish delo stilly.
Okay, we will flip it around and we are listening for it. What do we get?
Hilly solar chill again.
It's on the beat.
It was on the beat, though.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Not great, but not bad either. Monica!
Mash the lip, the loop, the leap.
Dip, da doop, da doop. It is. It's just like falling down the stairs. Bonk, da bonk, da bonk. Peanut butter jelly time becomes...
Peanut butter spillage time.
Wow.
Oh, I'm glad that I win this one by default.
Peanut butter spillage time.
Yeah, clearly Antoine was better. I mean, it's not even
good
close.
Good job, Monica.
It's too bad, Monica, because you did so bad in that round. Wow, that was actually really good.
That was really
surprising.
Good.
Okay, it all comes down to this one. One of the most iconic cereal mascots of all time.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger delivers.
They're great.
You got your fist. Mm-hmm. He wants to put your fist in the air in order to really get into it
like
on that
one. Like a Super Mario jump almost.
Yep. Tony the Tiger, two times backwards. So Antoine, head to the soundproof chamber, and Monica, you will hear it two times here in the backwards game. Time one is...
Great.
Time two.
You grip.
Oh, you know what Antoine, she kind of sounded like, and you'll hear it in a second. You know when Dory speaks whale in Finding Nemo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. It has a
blah.
Okay, Antoine's going to hear it two times, and then we'll see who is the winner. They're great.
You grip.
Time two.
You grip.
Ooh, Monica. I mean, he put his whole body into it. You can't see it, but
he
really
did. Shoulders and everything.
Yep, he kind of had this whole, like, shimmy thing going on. He sort of, it was almost like you dabbed on it, just a little bit.
I had to put a little flavor on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling pretty good on Antoine's, but first let's get to Dory talking whale.
You grip.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of hear it. I hear it. I can hear it.
Listening for, they're great.
They're great.
Mm. Okay.
You had me till you lost
there.
Yeah, you were so there. Right, but it was close. But will Antoine be closer? It's there. Great. You will hear it two times.
You're great.
Flip it around. We're listening for there. Great.
They're great.
Let's do each of them one more time. Dory. Antoine.
They're great.
I got to give it to Antoine.
Woo! Correct.
Yep, it's close, but he is victorious.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.